This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Making headlines this hour. HERS SA conference urges emerging women leaders to lead with purpose in a KZN tuck shop poisoning suspected after the death of a 2-year-old. The time is 10 o'clock. Good morning. Mangosuthu University of Technology Interim Vice Chancellor and Principal Professor Rashila Songa has urged emerging women leaders to embrace international purpose-driven leadership at the Higher Education Resource Services South Africa Conference. Speaking as keynote speaker under the theme Women Leading Change Together, she addressed academics, aspiring leaders, and sector stakeholders on navigating higher education's rapidly changing landscape shaped by digital transformation and artificial intelligence. Professor Songa emphasized that effective leadership requires deliberate action, humanity, collaboration, and strong networks, stressing that mentors, collaborators, and sponsors play a key role in amplifying women's voice. She called on delegates to actively pursue visibility and opportunities in the sector through fellowship, research, conference participation, and leading projects, arguing that waiting for leadership roles to emerge originally is no longer viable for women in driving change in higher education. In other news, a 2-year-old girl has died in Iskawini, northern KwaZulu-Natal, after allegedly consuming chips bought from a local tuck shop. According to her family, Anele Chabalala fell ill after an hour after eating chips on Sunday, having complained of severe stomach pains before her condition deteriorated rapidly. Medical staff later informed the family that the cause of death was suspected poisoning. Police are reported to have collected documents from the home, but have not yet returned, while the tuck shop is said to be closed. The family, who are unemployed and facing financial hardship, are calling for justice and accountability from the shop owner, including assistance from the burial cost, as they mourn the loss of a child they had hoped to see grow up. And finally, Ukuza ibuya umcimbi waminyaka yonke wokuqhakambisa osomabhizinisi abakhiqiza izinhlobo ezahlukene zohlobo lokudla okubizwa ngekota emalokishini. Kulo mcimbi obizwa ngeThekwini Kota Festival ozoba esezinkundleni zemidlalo, iPeople Park Moses Mabhida Stadium eThekwini kusasa ngomgqibelo, kulindeleke izinkumbi zabantu zibuthane ngobuningi babo. Kulo mcimbi izibiliboco zekota ziyobe zishatshwa nedili lomculo, njengoba kubo shelwa inqwaba yabaculi abanohlonze nosaziwayo. Phakathi kwabaculi ababoshelwe kulo mcimbi kubala uSjava, Big Zulu, Nasty C, Alain, Kabza the Small, Young Stana, Mthandeni, uFeza, uMahu, naLady Apiwe, Anus, Black Sea, nabanye abaningi. USomizi nonabo abayobe bephethe umcimbi, kanti amasango avulwa ngeleshumi ekuseni njengoba umcimbi uzophela ngeleshumi kusihlwa. Ngaphandle kwezibiliboco zekota nedili lomculo, kulo mcimbi uhlose ukuhlomulisa nokuthuthukisa osomabhizinisi abenza lolu hlobo lokudla. A recap of the top stories this hour. HERS SA conference urges emerging women leaders to lead with purpose, and KZN tuck shop poisoning suspected after the death of a 2-year-old. That is all for me this hour. Catch your next news bulletin at 1 o'clock. Signing out, I am Kagazile Shinga.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.